Assalamu alaikum and what's up everyone, and welcome back to episode number 3 of TG Let's Talk. And today we have with us Jay Ruse. Jay Ruse from Dubai, a professional photographer. Welcome, Jay Ruse.
Yo, what's up? What's up? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Good morning.
Good morning, man.
You're lying.
Oh, man. How you dealing with the rain out here in Dubai? Huh? It's been raining like crazy.
I know, man, but nothing can stop me. I'm still going out, taking some shots, you know?
Well, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. All right, so let's jump right into it. So, Jay Ruse, sure. You're a professional photographer. You're based in Dubai. You've been here for a long time. Sure. So, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so I'm Jay Ruse, and I'm a business owner, and I do also videography as well. So I'm here in Dubai. I came here in 2007 and started photography in 2008. So that's about, 12 years, right? So
nice.
Doing this for 12 years now. So yeah, and still enjoying it, you know, still enjoying this passion, you know, which is good.
Fantastic. Well, now, all right. So here's a tough question for you. How do you cope and deal with the idea of wanting to go create content and in the current situation that we have now with the coronavirus, where we're told keep your distance, stay away from people, stay indoors. You know, how do you deal with that as a photographer and content creator?
Yeah, for me personally, as a photographer, I still try to go out as much as I can, but still trying to be safe. You know, if you see my stories, I always go out in non-crowded places, and also I always stay away from people. You know, 2 meters apart, and I avoid going out in big groups. And one project that I'm doing is I'm trying to push many tutorials. So I'm pushing many tutorials in my IGTV. So as well, I can help the people that are sitting at home to learn as well, you know. So that's what I'm doing right now. So I'm trying to be productive while still trying to be safe from this virus.
Okay, now one thing I noticed that you pointed out, you basically do this for a living. So, for someone in your position that relies on going out and, you don't have a salary that comes in on a monthly basis, you don't have anyone assisting you with your bills and payments, and you have a family, from what we talked about earlier. So how do you deal with that? Because that's got to be a tough situation now since, clients are not all in business. Some of them are, some of them aren't. So how do you deal with that? How do you still generate business and go out there and create content for them?
Yeah, that's a great question. So, you know, this is what some people doesn't understand because, it's easy to say that, guys, please stay at home. You know, it's easy to say if you're having paycheck every month, you know, if you're still expecting salary. But
sure.
for me, you know, I don't have any paychecks every month. So for me, I still have to go out, create content.
Sure. Now I understand that, but what do you do now? How do you respond to the people that say that we need to all be socially responsible and stay indoors? And like, how do we keep safe? Like, you know, because they have a valid point too, as far as, you know, the only way to really conquer and attack this thing based on what the media is telling us and what the government is suggesting to us is we need to keep our distance, isolate ourselves, and, stay away from large groups, like you said earlier as well. So how do we respond to that? Because they do have a valid point, you know, when the people are really making a strong stand with that,
Yes, I'm going out. I'm still taking care of myself, you know. I'm avoiding crowded places. I'm
That's
going
great.
To remote areas. I'm still taking precautions, washing my hands, having sanitizers, and then avoiding crowded places and the people as well. So
okay. So I get what you say. So you're going out. You're taking the precautions. You're going out because you have to go out. It's not an option for you. And you're taking the necessary precautions where you're keeping your distance. You're following the 1.5 meter rule, I believe.
Yes.
I think it's 1.5 meters or 2
exactly.
meters. And keeping your distance from people. And you're trying the best you can to cope with the situation and still earn a living while we are in this, very, very sad, difficult situation that everyone is in worldwide.
Exactly.
Okay, great. So let's talk about your photography, man. So, okay. So
I've been waiting for that.
Yeah, rolling and thunder. There's some rolling thunder and lightning. Everything was happening yesterday. So, you know, we got hit with a storm, and there was a lot of photographers out there chasing the storm, and you were one of them. You caught some nice flashing lightning over downtown. So, tell us a little bit about that shot.
Okay, so yeah, yesterday I went to my app and I looked that there will be a thunderstorm going to happen, you know. So decided nice. to went out and then prepared for the shot. And then, you know, to be honest, it's really my officially first try of chasing lightning, because my shot my shot last month ago was purely accidental. So I just trying to do long exposures. And then I accidentally got a lightning strike in Burj Khalifa. And that's what I, what's called this? That's what the lesson I learned, that I can just put my camera in time-lapse mode, doing long exposure. And with that, I can get the lightning, I can possibly get the lightning strikes from the skyline, you know? So that's a trick that I learned from shooting.
Okay. So you basically set your camera up. You got your composition ready, which was going to be the Dubai skyline, and then and you saw that the storm headed in that direction.
Yes.
You saw some flashes of lightning. You set your shutter. How long did you set your shutter for?
Well, I set my shutter to 30 seconds, and I did also some interval of 3 seconds. So, you know, there's an interval of 3 seconds for the buffer.
Okay.
But, so basically, there's a big chance of getting the lightning.
Okay, so you used an interval timer that's built into your camera, and then you set it for 30 seconds.
Yes,
and then you just let it roll endlessly until you felt that you might have caught a shot or two, right? So it's like hit and miss.
Exactly. I know there's a lot more methods for getting thunders, but for me that's the easiest way that I can think of, that, you know, less risk of missing it. So yeah, so that's what I went to.
Nice. Okay, all right. And then did you get more than one shot, or was it just one shot?
That's only one, bro. That's only one. You know, we are waiting for the lightning to strike the Burj Khalifa, but it started raining, and then we were totally soaked in water, so we decided to go out. But, you know, while driving, I decided to go to another spot just to get, you know, just to try my luck, but, you know, it didn't happen. So the lighting totally avoided the easiest target in Dubai. So, yeah.
There you go. Yeah, that happens sometimes. Hey, you know what? That does happen. But at least you caught one. How many shots did you take before catching that one shot?
Maybe 30. 30 shots of 30 seconds. So that's still quite a long time.
Okay. 30 shots, 30 seconds each. So you ran it for quite a bit, man. All right.
Exactly, okay. Yeah.
But it was fun. It was fun. I was all the really adventure. Fun. Okay. Really fun. All right. That's good to hear. All right, man. So what advice do you have for photographers in the current state that we're in the current situation, times that we're in, aspiring photographers, people that want to go out and shoot and still create content? Do you have any advice for them?
Okay, so in the current situation right now, the most important thing is to be safe, you know. So if you want to stay at home, please stay at home, you know. But if you decide to go out, please take all the necessary safety precautions. And also the most important thing is try to be productive as well. So even if you're at home, do something that will help improve yourself or even help others. So still be productive, while keeping yourself and your family safe.
Nice. All right, man. So Jay Ruse, thanks for joining us. Where can people find you? If people want to communicate with you and see your work, where's a good place for them to find you?
Oh, just go to Instagram and type Jay Ruse, JRUZZ. That's it. I'm the only one. I'm the true one. Jay Ruse.
All right. At Jay Ruse, go to Instagram. You can check out his work. He has amazing work. And you guys should check out his latest photo. It's an awesome photo of the lightning flashing over the downtown Dubai skyline.
Yes, sir. All right, man.
Thank you so much, Jay Ruse, for joining us today. We look forward to having you back on again. And be safe out there, right?
Okay. Thank you, bro. Thank you very much.
All right, guys, that was my interview with Jay Ruse. If you guys want to see more of Jay Ruse, you can check him out on Instagram at J-R-U-Z-Z. That's Jay Ruse, J-R-U-Z-Z. Appreciate you guys listening in, and stay tuned for the next one. And if you guys want to see a little bit of my work, see a little bit more about me, you can check me out at TG from Dubai. That's TG from Dubai. All right, catch you on the next one. Salaam alaikum.